At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions.
Is your business's sound as unique as your brand? Find out how Ambitiously Entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA, viewer discretion.
Ambitiously the Podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Dive into the latest in trending topics, adult taboo conversations, and music. Tune in.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Kat Lee Wu. Yes, we added a Wu to the name, obviously, because I love the Wu. Okay, but anyway, today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we come and we get into this gab beat, we talk about it. If it's to be talked about, we're going to talk about it, you know, because we nosy and we like to be nosy. But before I get to all of that, and I got some things that I need to tell you guys as well, but we'll get to that in a few shakes. First thing I need you to know that I want you, I need you to join the freaking conversation. I would love that. I would love to entertain, whether we agree or disagree, no matter what the case may be. I want you to join the conversation. You can do that by calling the number 443-551-5963, 443-551-5963. You can also shoot us a text message. I will read that out loud. You can drop a comment in the comment section. It will be on the screen, and I will read that out loud. And if you call in, baby, know that you will be live on air. That is a very important part that you need to know. You will be live on air. Okay? Okay. Just want you to know. Hit us up. Hit us up for any reason at all. You want to talk to us. You want to submit some music for the radio station. You want to, you have some ideas for the podcast, for the radio show, for whatever the case may be. Hit us up. contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. And if you like Gmail just a little bit better, hit us up, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. It's all on the screen right now, and I got some things. I'll tell y'all about it later. I promise I will. But meantime, between time, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. We appreciate those so much. So hand to your business. Do that. Okay, we got a couple comments. Give me a second. Let me handle my biz. And then I'm going to get to that. If you look, you doing the liking and the sharing and subscribing means more to me than anything. Like, that's the free way for you to support this thing of ours, right? But if you decide in your generous, kind heart to donate to this show, you can do that by going to Cash App. Remember, it's a capital A, but $, capital A, ambitiouslyent.com is on the screen. Also, you can do Venmo. At ambitiouslyent, just so you know. But I'm cool with the liking and the sharing and the subscribing. That makes me happy. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. It's on the screen, ambitiouslyent.com. While you're over there, join our coffee community. We're going to talk a little bit about the website a little later, but you know, we'll get to that. We'll get to that when we need to get to that. Let's get to the things that we are here. Oh, we got Doc in the building. Hi, boo. He said audio and video is good. Yay. I love it. And yes, today is Media Monday. We got some things to talk about. We got a few things, situations that I want to revisit because, you know, it just doesn't disappear. Things happen after things happen. So we're going to revisit a few couple of stuff. Updates. There'll be updates. Such as with Troy Ave. Also with Busta Rhymes. I'll say that. And then some other conversations that we're going to have. One of these I'm going to save for the last minute because... Well, not the last minute, but the last story because. All right, let's get to some of these updates real quick, though. I like, some people just, you gotta have a conversation with them. And I think this person is due for a serious conversation. Let's get to these updates, though. And I'm gonna do it in order in which I really care about it. But, you know. It's not to say it's not important. It's just how much y'all really care. So I'm going to go from least to, you know, in that order, from the least. So remember we talked not too long ago about this whole Troy Ave situation, right? We talked about it. We had a conversation, you know, the whole fake pow pow incident, the whole faking somebody trying to snatch my jewels kind of situation, somebody trying to snatch my, what's that, Bentley or Maybach, whatever, somebody trying to snatch my Maybach because it's fly. We got to act like I'm a gangster in this situation, even though I may not be a gangster, but who knows? I might not, I might be, but anyway. So anyway, what we talked about was the viral video apparently showing Choya fending off a mugger, and it will not result in legal action. It sounded shaky to me from the get-go, though. But no legal action will be taken because the cops appear to be confirming that the clip is fake. It kind of do look fake the way he diving. Like, it's like an acting situation. Anyway, let me finish. Let me get back to what I was saying. anyway, so a rep for the San Diego County Sheriff's Office tells reporters the alleged incident was not substantiated. And the authorities have closed the case. It's done. It's finito. It's no more case. It's not happening. So translation, this video was all a hoax, which might not be a crime, but clearly won't be any favor. There won't be any favors for Troy Ave. Yeah. Killed that. So the video begins circulating, which showed Troy Ave apparently protecting his pal, Chief Geoff, or Geoff, or whatever, and defending off the mugger with a blicky, with a blower, with a pow pow, with a shooter, you know, all that good stuff. So, sources told us that the video was fake for any internet clout. This is the thing, that's why I said we revisited. This is the thing I think that angers me the most. Like, people will do anything for attention. I don't know that I'm that, like, I like having conversations with y'all. I enjoy what it is that I do. And I enjoy this. I enjoy this setting. But I don't know that I want clout that bad, like, to where I'm gonna start doing crazy stuff so y'all start watching, because if you, that's what you're waiting for, you're gonna be waiting a mighty long time. But everything about the situation looked grossly fake, and that's sad. That's a sad thing that you would go to those limits to try to make a little video to you know what I mean, to get a little clout, to gain a little notoriety. That's nuts. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that at all? But whatever, let's keep going. Let's talk about this whole Mike Tyson situation. So, he's being sued. Well, let me get this right before I get to the news. All right. No, he... Listen, let me get to it. So he's being sued. Okay, so Tyson didn't come out victorious in his fight against Jake Paul and is now facing another bout, a legal one brought by producer Ty Fife. I think that's how you say it. Who claims Iron Mike Tyson didn't have permission to use his hip-hop banger featuring Jay-Z, DMX, and Ja Rule in his promo before the fight. Now, according to the documents obtained, Ty says he's the co-writer and producer for the 1998 track, Schmurtagram. That's not what it's called, but... I'm restricted. This is why I tell y'all I joined the coffee community. But anyway, Schmurtagram from Jay's Streets is Watching soundtrack. Oh, that was a great soundtrack. That was a great soundtrack. That was a great little, you know, film put together on a budget. That was before Tubi. But anyway, apparently Todd was watching the placements too. And once upon a time, Jay-Z, Dan Max, and Ja Rule were slated to record as a supergroup called Schmurder Inc. You know the click. Anyway, Irv Gotti told the story several times before he passed in February. Rest in peace, Irvy. Rest in peace, Irv. I mean, you might have been a whatever. I'm going to keep my those other thoughts to myself. But rest in peace, Irv Gotti. And Schmurder Inc. album, it was supposed to be an album before it was a record label, right? So with DMX, Ja, and Jigga would have happened, it could have been legendary. This is what, you know, people say. The songs they did together were great. And they were. What a time to be alive. Man, them 90s was something else. But anyway, the group never materialized, but they managed to record a few songs together, with Schmurdergram being one of them. According to the suit, Tyson, that's his name. Mike Tyson, used the song in the post promoting the Netflix fight with Paul back in November of 2024, using motivation music as he trained in the gym. But Ty, the producer, says, and the writer, alleged writer, says Tyson never got permission or paid him for the use. And now he's after Tyson for damages and an injunction to block him from using the song. Listen, I look at it in two ways, of course, and especially because I should have probably left this one for later, because a lot of what I have to say today plays a big part in what I'm going to tell you, right? So, and that plays a major, actually plays a major part. All right, I look at it in two ways, which, because I've been on the end of the artist, like working behind the scenes with the artist, I get why they don't want you to, like, play their music without getting permission or without having a license, because if you do that, then they don't get paid. You feel me? That goes for producers, engineers, all of that good stuff. They don't want you to do nothing without making sure they get paid, because everybody gets credit for everything when it comes to recording the record. If they're handling their business the way they should be handling it. So with that being said, on the other hand, as a consumer, I've heard a lot of people say, like, I don't get why they get mad that we be playing their music or whatever. But if you plan it and they can't get paid for, even now on the social media right now, every time I usually make a video, you know, just to promote what we got going on each evening. Sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. And the reason why I do sometimes is because sometimes I get tired of sharing my monetization, right? Sometimes I just want to receive whatever I'm going to receive without them getting the money too, right? But as a customer, most customers say things like, well, why wouldn't they want us to play their music? You know, it'll help promote them, it'll give them traction. I get that part, and I'm quite sure they get that part. But certain artists or certain producers or certain writers, you know, like, they want to get their money, just like when you go to work every day, you want to get your money. I mean, you don't get it every day, but you get it. You want to get paid for your work that you do every day, and they want to get paid for their work too. So that's kind of how, and the record labels too, because they take the time to put the music out there. So they want some residual off of it. That's just what I'm gonna say about that. But this is sticky. And I guess also because But in this case, I was kind of different because it's Mike Tyson. It's a big fight. It was like, even though I did not approve of that fight at all, it was a big fight. It's Mike Tyson. He's very famous. But, you know, made me money hard for y'all. And y'all like, all right, you played my song. Let me get my money. But I would ask the question, is your paperwork in order? That would be the question that I would ask. Is your paperwork, like, do you have all of that in order? Because you should be getting your money anyway from it, whether Mike played it or not. If he did play the song, then if you're publishing and all your affairs are in order, then you would be getting paid from it anyway. Because, when it comes to the publishing companies these days, live performances are when your music is played at a live event, you get paid for it. So I don't understand how, when I play anybody's music, as long as their publishing is in order, they getting paid for it. So that's the next question. But I digress. I have questions. I always have questions. Let's move on to Fat Joe. Yo, this dude been getting caught capping a lot lately, and if in adult terms, he's been getting caught up in his lies a lot lately, and it's weird the way he tells stories, and he's been getting caught on stuff. But in this situation, I kind of agree a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why, because I got to tell you why. That's what I do. I'll tell you why. All right, so he says BET Networks has decided to suspend both its Hip Hop and Soul Train Awards as streaming era surges and act of radically dividing gentrification in Fat Joe's eyes. Hold on, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so BET and it goes a little different, but they decided to get rid of the two award ceremony. Everybody right now is trying to cut costs the best way they know how. And streaming is making things difficult for them because the money's not the same way it used to be. But Fat Joe hosted a BET Awards for, he hosted the BET Awards for the past 3 years, and he didn't bite his tongue discussing his newfound job opening slot with Jada Kiss on their podcast. Joe been saying that's where he been getting the most flag. Hot Rock, baby. Yes, they do. Can I get some tacos? What's up? You got some tacos for me? I would love some tacos. You know how I love them tacos. They make me happy. But Hot Rock, baby. You play too much. Give me some tacos. Anyway, but Joe says saying BET's decline started all, he saw all the way back in 2001 when Robert Johnson sold the network to Viacom for $3 million. This is why I say sometimes I can agree, but sometimes I just be like, all right, Joe, but this I agree on. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But Joe says he saw the BS go down firsthand behind the scenes. This is where I don't know if I really, because Fat Joe be capping a lot, right? Outspoken employees were getting fired left and right, and Joe says the budget for the BET Awards presentation kept dwindling. All right, that I could kind of believe. He did host a couple of years in a row. A couple of years. Now, it was during the 2024 MTV VMAs that Joe says that he saw the disparities. Katy Perry's performance was clearly well-funded, but when it came to the Hip Hop Awards, ratchet. That's what he's saying. We reached out to BET to see if Joe's recollections are accurate. BET CEO Scott Mills told Billboard the events will be suspended as they figure out the media climate. While in 2002 25, the MTV Video Music Awards are going down September the 7th in New York. It's always I think Joe just didn't say what he really wanted to say in this because he wanted to be politically correct, I believe in my heart of hearts. And what I feel like, I don't know what he wants to say. I'm not there. I don't have nothing to do with what Joe got to say. I only got something to do with what Ambitiously the podcast got going on and what I have to say. But I think the sentiment is anything that has to do with people of color and their entertainment, they are more than willing to cut the budget. And one being BET, anything to do with BET and Soul Train. MTV, they not gonna let that go. But it's always been that way. And guess who owns BET, MTV, VH1, amongst other networks? It would be Viacom. So I think that he has a valid point. And that's that. Yeah, I can cuss now. I'm ready because I've been waiting. I got some other stuff to talk about when we get on time. But I think that's that. Let's say bam, bam, bam. Time for the Busta Rhymes recap. Because, you can't just tell a story and not come back with the goods afterwards. You need to know what happened. So I don't know if you guys remember, but a little while back, probably like last year sometime. Yeah, it had to be in 2024. We had a conversation about Busta Rhymes and his ex-assistant. And we came to a few conclusions during that time, but we don't know. We wasn't there and we can't confirm it, right? We don't know. But anyway, let's just recap the situation. So Busta Rhymes is facing a lawsuit from his former personal assistant who claims that the megastar rapper assaulted him. However, Busta tells reporters that his allegations are complete BS. BS is the word today. BS is the word. Complete BS, though. So the story was broken back in, The story was broken back in January. I know it was like, all right, it was the top of the year. I said last year, I'm thinking like November, December-ish, but the story broke in January. That's how close it was to like we recently talked about it. But anyway, so the story was broken in January. Cops questioned Busta Rhymes over an alleged physical altercation between him and a man named Dashiell Gambles. Now, Busta Rhymes ultimately wasn't charged, but Gambles is appearing to host a press conference in New York later today to announce a lawsuit against the rapper for wage theft, emotional harm, and assault and battery. These are the things. The dots? Yes, Doc. I'm glad you in here for this one. We need you because, baby, we talked about this. Keep listening. Hold on. Yeah, I'll put that on the screen real quick. All right, so Busta Rhymes tells reporters, I have been made aware of the claims made by Dashiell Gamble, and I completely and categorically deny these allegations. For a very brief period, Dashiell assisted me. How did he assist you, Busta? That's still a question. But it did not work out. Apparently, Dashiell has decided to respond to being let go by manufacturing claims against me in an attempt to attack and damage my reputation. Listen, child, we read it. It was salacious, too. It was a salacious situation. It was salacious! But anyway, so the timing is interesting. Busta recently received a star on the Walk of Fame, but he'd been trying to get Busta since January. So this is like 8 months later, he received a star on the Walk of Fame. But anyway, he received a star on the Walk of Fame and starred in Naked Gun reboot opposite Liam Neeson. He also dropping a new album soon. So these are all the recent things. But this suit came back in January. Like, the talk of this suit came back in January because we talked about it. I remember it vividly. And then right after that, Doc wound up showing us some Vibe magazines, and one of them had Busta Rhymes on the cover. That's how clear it was. Like, I think it was like a Monday I talked about it or something like that. And then we had a tap in, and Doc came on his show and tell tip. And yeah, so it's that recent. But anyway, Busta continues. See, look, Doc said, yep, because we did. So Busta continues, I look forward to proving these allegations false, and I'm preparing a countersuit. Ooh, he get ready to sue his boyfriend back, which I am confident will expose this for what it is. You sure you want to do that? I don't know, because I don't think people understand how much they got to expose when they go to these court cases. But I digress on that too. An attempted shakedown by a disgruntled former assistant. Ultimately, I am certain the truth will prevail. Gambles is scheduled to hold his press conference in Columbus Park in Brooklyn on Thursday. This scenario is just heating up. So that's the update on that. I just wanted to give an update on that. We're going to stay tuned and see what we can see. And, you know, find out what we can find out. Doc, I may talk about some stuff. People, do you got to pay attention? But we had a conversation about this situation with Busta and Dashaun out back in January. Back in January. The top of the year. We talked about this. So I just need y'all to understand. All right, let me keep it moving. But that was an update on the Busta Rhymes situation. All right, we good. So, this is nice. Eminem documentary premieres, goes berserk. He got a documentary out. I would show y'all, but I don't want to get in trouble for that kind of stuff. But anyway, the real Slim Shady stood up in New York City, making a surprise appearance at his documentary, which had fans losing themselves. It all went down Wednesday night on the rooftop at Pier 17, where Eminem showed up to a sold-out theater full of his stands, fitting since this also is the title of the newly produced documentary. In the video, which I can't show, but I would, Eminem talks about the impact his song Stan had on people and how he didn't realize it would be such a big deal when he was writing it. I want to see this documentary. I can't wait to see this. I like this kind of stuff. Anyway, so Eminem had a pause. He had to pause a few times to respond to fans who kept shouting over him. They said they loved him and he saved their lives, further underscoring how much Stan means to some folks. I ain't gonna lie, I like the song Stan. I like Dido too. That was my girl. I like Dido. But it's a thing. So I can't wait to see this documentary. It should be rather interesting. I'm quite sure he's going to talk more than just the song Stan and this impact in it. But I'm interested to see. I'm gonna watch the trailer again later. All right. It is now time for me to get to the nitty gritty before I get to the love and the announcements and the things that I gotta say and all of that good stuff. This story I saved for last because I wanted to fucking be able to cuss. Because this dude, as much as I love him, and I do love him, I feel like he still cannot let go. And his wife is better than I am, because I don't know that I could be with a man that can't stalk if I was on my own. We know I know about stalkers. I got one. I got one. A little bit low key. I don't know if he's a stalker at this point. I think I got him in the right frame of mind to not be giving me stalker vibes, because that's weird. But anyway, this man has, you could tell he hurting. He hurting bad, right? Not him, not Eminem, not the Stains, even though some of them might be a little bit hurt. But this man right here, he been hurt for a long, long time. And it's a story that he never, you know, a memory that he never lets go of. And I understand she was a beautiful woman. And I never met her a day in my life, but I was in love with her for, you know, the music that she dropped. And, you know, I grew up with her, so I kind of got a love for her too. But this man, Damon Dash, I need to have a conversation with him real quick. So he said he signed a white lesbian Aaliyah, and his teeth will be in fixed haters. So Damon Dash says he found a way to resurrect his dearly departed girlfriend Aaliyah by signing a white lesbian version of her, who also happens to be a rocker. The embattled mogul introduces latest protege. Her name is Nikki Licky. Nikki Licky, that's her name. During his recent interview with The Art of Dialogue, he gushed over her talent and her fashion sense, claiming she was the spitting image of the late One in a Million singer. Judging from Nikki's perplexed reaction, it was the first time she had heard the comparison. We're not sure if the tagline will stick. I don't think it's going to stick. And nah, she ain't giving me Aaliyah other than them both being real slim. And she got on sunglasses and sweatpants and big t-shirts and things. But Dame recruited Nikki to sign on to his group, the Black Guns, for the recently released of 365 album. And they're going on tour in September. Now, I did hear that he was, you know, releasing the album and all of that good stuff. I'm a little happy for him a little bit, because he's doing something that he want to do, right? And with all the legal battles and stuff that he, you know, been battling, I feel like it's time for him to do something that he wants to do. But I also think that he needs to talk to somebody, like a therapist or psychiatrist or something, because although I get that he loved Aaliyah and all of that good stuff, it's like borderline crazy now at this point. That YT girl don't remind me nothing of Aaliyah. She not giving me Aaliyah vibes. She not giving me none of that. She just looked like a skinny YT girl with sunglasses and baggy clothes on, and she happens to be a lesbian. Let's be real. I'm convinced that in this point.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At this point in time in his life, that Dane needs to talk to somebody. And a lot of stuff went down. It wasn't just Aaliyah. It's Aaliyah. It's Rockefeller. It's all of these things. But I really think that he needs to sit down and have a conversation. Like, he really needs some help. Real talk. Because I think that Aaliyah thing hit him super heavy, and he is not, has not been able to recover ever since. That's my honest opinion. That is my opinion. Let me put this on the screen real quick, because that is totally my opinion, but let me just do this real quick.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, that is totally my opinion. But I think he needs somebody. He needs to really talk to somebody, because that's just, it's borderline obsessive, man. And that's crazy. And I get why. That was his boo thing. You feel me? And he battled to get her and he got her. But then they took her away. I'm just saying, it gotta be some kind of way. He needs some help, because that girl do not look like nothing. She don't remind me of Aaliyah. Maybe he's seen some, you know, maybe cause the tomboyish thing, I guess, but I'm not feeling it. Dang, Mr. Dame Dash. I'm not feeling it. Look, it's a couple of things. Let me get to this love. I got to give this love out real quick. Anybody watching for Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, or Rumble, I appreciate you guys so much. I do. You guys have no clue how much I love you. You have no clue. But I'm here to tell you, I do. You guys are extraordinary. And I'm just so grateful for the audience that I get from you guys. It makes me happy. Puts me in a happy spot. So I just want y'all to know that I love y'all. And thank you for the love. That's live love or replay love, however you watching this. I love you. Thank you. Zero feelings. What you... I'm just saying. I'm not saying, dog, he can't have no feelings. I'm just saying, at this point, it's a little bit obsessive, that's all. Like, that girl don't look like Aaliyah. Anyway, so, yeah, I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. Thank you for the love. But... now it's time for me to give another kind of love. This love is different because this is our listening audience. They come from wide and far, across many oceans and seas via the internet, to listen to me, and I love them. Hold on. He said, you don't feel they look alike. I just said, no, I don't feel like they are. No, they look nothing alike. Have you seen the picture? She don't look nothing like her doc. I'm gonna have to send it to you if you haven't, or you could just type it up and find it. But she don't look nothing like Aaliyah. He needs some help at this point. That's what I'm gonna say. But anyway, these people I love because they are our listening audience, and like I said, they come from far and wide, across seas and oceans, to listen to this podcast, and I love them. They're not watching, they're listening, and the list continues to grow, and it's just extraordinary to me, and I love them so much, and I appreciate them so much, so I always try to find a way to show them love, and so far, thus far, this is how I figured out how to do it, so I'm gonna do it, because that's what I came to do. Now, this is called Love Notes. If you wonder how we came up with the name Love Notes, well, I called it love. I always called it love. Doc said it was show notes. I was never going to call it that. Never. And then we bickered and we, you know, went back and forth for a while. And then we came to the compromise, because what we realized is there's no love without compromise. So we came to the compromise. And now we call it Love Notes. And I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. It's going to be Love Notes forever. And that's that. That's the name of it. But yeah, that's our people and we love them. So it's time to give them some love, man. It's time to give them some love. Plus, I got some stuff I got to say. But anyway. Yeah. It's all love. Thanks for the love. Shout out to the United States, to United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. They the top six, y'all. They hold it down. The loyalty is real. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. I ain't miss you tonight, Kenya. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. You guys are so freaking amazing. And thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you. Thank you for the love. Thanks for the support. You're amazing. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you so much. I got tongue-tied. I'm sorry. It was not intentional. I love you guys, though. I get tongue-tied sometimes. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. I got you, Jamaica. I got you. Slovakia, Ukraine, Peru. Hi, booze. I love you, too. What's up? Hey! Last but not least, Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, and Colombia. Hi! Welcome if you're new. Welcome back if you're returning. You guys are amazing. I love you so much. Thank you for the love. You guys are amazing, man. You guys are amazing. That's great. All right, listen, let me get to some of the things that's going on around here real quick. I'm going to play this one thing and I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I promise you. Just work with me. Work with me.
What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be.
I don't even know. I ain't even touching nothing. I don't know how that got cut off, but whatever. It'll be fixed soon. So, announcement time. That's one thing we got going on. We got a webinar coming up really soon. Since I've been doing this podcast, I've been trying to figure out how I was going to intertwine the two of the podcast. And I'm always going to want to be a marketer. I am. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm always going to want to be in marketing. I'm always going to want to be in public relations, some form or fashion. I'm always going to want to do that. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know how I was going to transition that into this business. But then I had to do something for this business right here. And it gave me, and then I had an epiphany. And then I contacted the people that I needed to contact to get them on board with the game plan. And so now we're offering new services, which brings this to like, I don't know, this better not cut off, but I'll be right back. And this brings us into the situation, which is what this webinar is about. But let's go.
Is your businesses sound as unique as your brand? Find out how Ambitiously Entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere.
Yeah, so then that's happening. So now we offer new services for small businesses. You know, when people walk into your business, your brick and mortar, right? Their mindset is always swayed by the music. You could play the worst music in the world and that'll make a person walk in the store and walk back out. You feel me? Or you can get something that caters to the vibe of your business and bam. They bond, they stand and they shop. I've been in the store a couple of times where I like the right songs come on and make me look at stuff longer. Like it's a whole psychology to music and the buyers when it comes to the shopping environment. So I'm gonna educate, but that is a service now that we're offering, and we will be hiring soon in the near future behind that particular service. But that's a conversation for another day. So that's going on. What else is happening? It's more happening, but we'll get to that a little later. I just wanted y'all to know what's going on. It will be available. Let me see what Doc has said. Doc has said, Top Flight Catch the Vibes, a look alike is not the real thing. It is not. You want the original, not the look alike. Doc has said, let's see, worldwide, Busta Rhymes, Busta What It Is Right Now, Busta What It Is Right Now. Oh, and I got to sing it. Busta What It Is Right Now, Busta What It Is. Oh, sorry, my bad. Oh, yeah, I don't know what it is, but this dot, dot, dots is back in the business. Listen, Doc has said, Doc has said, hit that like button, tune in, live show, radio show, get the app. There's some more stuff, baby. Listen, my name is Kat Lee Wu, and I approve this freaking message. Yes! Woo! Yes! I approve this message, man. It's a great message. Yeah, I approve it. I do. Definitely approve that message. Listen. I tell y'all all the time, like, I be trying to pull so many things together, and it's just me. I just recently started getting the help that I need, but it's coming together, and I like the pieces that are coming together. We are going to do some things, even together, and I just hope everybody is here for the ride, and ride it out with me. But we're gonna build this empire one stone at a time. You feel me? Like, it's gonna happen. So I'm a little excited, I'm not gonna lie. I was excited Friday, but I really, like, I was putting the game plan in place, like setting the stones in their proper, you know what I mean, in the blueprint. I was putting the blueprint together. But now that the blueprint is together, I'm happy about what's going on. So make sure. Now, the webinars will be held every second Wednesday of each month. They are already set up and ready to go. Everything is set up as far as that's concerned. So every second Wednesday of each month, I will be hosting a webinar about how to improve it's called Better Business Boost Business with Better Beats. That's what it's called. So just be prepared. I couldn't even get it out. I was about to get tongue-tied again, but be prepared. It's happening, and we ready. I'm prepared. So, you know, my team, my squad is prepared. We're here for it, baby. So if you may not own a business, but you may know someone who does own a business, a store, a barbershop, a hair salon, a restaurant, or whatever the case may be, the atmosphere is everything, baby. So we help you take care of your atmosphere and keeping those customers coming in. We're going to talk about it. But anyway, yeah, Doc gave me my bling. Thank you. I just be wanting my bling. I just be wanting my bling, that's all. Anyway, let me get these things out the way. I want my bling. Listen, you can always join the conversation. You could do that by calling in. The number's 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. You can also shoot us a text message on that same number. Your text messages will be read out loud. If you call in, you will be on the air. And if you drop a comment, which I highly recommend as well, your comment will be on the screen, and I will be reading that live on air as well. I will be. Yes, I will. Hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit our Gmail account, which is ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Oh, sorry, my bad. I'm too fine. I gotta calm it down. Like, share, and subscribe to this thing of ours, this podcast, this YouTube, Rumble, whatever it is. Just like, share, and subscribe, because we need you to help us let them know that you know that we know that you know that we know that you are here and that we are here. And they need to know. All right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you knew that. They need to know. They need to know. And that's the free way to support this thing of ours. So hit that like button, that share, and all that subscribe and all that good stuff. But if you would like to donate to the show, I would greatly appreciate it. We would greatly appreciate it. Know that all of your funds go directly back into this show and improving it by any means necessary. But if you decide you want to donate, Cash App, remember, it's a capital A, but $ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us on Venmo at ambitiouslyent.com, because it's always ambitiouslyent, baby. It is. Everything is. Just to show you that. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community so we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. And I can fucking cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it, because I promise you, I want to cuss. I hate censorship, but, you know, everybody got something to say. So, you know, it is what it is. But do that. And while you're over there, you can check out all the new things we got going on. The homepage will automatically lead you to where you, if you want more information about the new services that we offer, there's a button on the homepage that will take you right where you need to be. You want to check out the radio station, there's a button on the homepage that will take you right where you need to be. It's a button on the homepage to take you everywhere you need to be. So go on over there to the website. Gone over there, gone. Big shout out to DJ Rukazy. Man, that guy's amazing. Best DJ I know on the planet. And I know a few DJs, but, and I might be biased because he our DJ, but we love him over here. So big shout out to DJ Rukazy. And don't forget to let us know how you feel about the mixes. At the end of the day, we need to know. We need to know. we need to know. Listen. Good times over here. That's a lot who know to know. They need to know that we need to know that we everybody need to know. It's very important. It's very important. Everybody need to know that we know that they know that we know that they know. They need to know. I couldn't even repeat it right now if I wanted to, but they need to know. Oh, listen. It is time for me to say the things that I need to say. I wish that we could stay together much longer, y'all. I promise you, I wish we could. But it's not how my life is set up. It's not how your life is set up. I can't take care of the other things. Oh, yeah. Big salute to Rukazy. That's fam right there. We love Rukazy. Don't play with Rukazy. That's family right there. Big shout out to Rukazy, man. But anyway, I always have to tell y'all these things because I love y'all so much. And I feel like, you know better, you do better. You feel me? So, time for you to know a few things. School not back in down here yet, but on the 25th, it will be. So, we just getting ready for that kind of stuff. Child, my baby an eighth grader. Child. Where did the time go? But anyway. First thing I'm going to tell you to do is to mind your business, except for on Media Mondays, like an evening like this evening, where I tell you everybody's business because I'm nosy as hell and I want y'all to be nosy with me, and it's fun. So, but you know, Media Mondays, come over here and let me spread the gab, okay? Let me disseminate the gab, all right? Tap in. I try not to tell people's business. Sometimes, though, it is warranted. It is. It's warranted. And sometimes people's business got to be told. But it's not intentional. It's just warranted. The wiretap, if you are depraved, disgusting, foul, sinister, diabolical, dirty, nasty, oh, just foul, just trifling, just, oh, I could add some more, but I'm not. I'm just going to add on this one, which is Doc's favorite one. Oh, did I say heinous? Because I was getting ready to say insidious. But if I didn't say heinous, first heinous, and then Doc's word, insidious. If you are any of those things, and you have a court case, I can pull it, and I'm pretty good at pulling court cases. We not even finished with Miss Desiree Perez yet. But when we do, we got another one to back that one up. But if I could pull it and it's high profile enough that I want to pull it, baby, I'm pulling it and we're reading it because you shouldn't be any of those things and you shouldn't have a court case that I can pull and talk about. By the way, he said, heinous. Well, we saying it now. Doc said heinous, we hardly ever say. Well, I'm saying it tonight. Don't be any of them things and have a court case that I could pull. And I'm pretty good at it. And it's high profile enough. Y'all can send me suggestions about that, by the way. A court case that you would like to cover. You would like to hear the juicy tidbits about it. We'll see. We can pull it up and read it. Doc said that is a good one. I'm just saying. Heinous ass behind. Trifling. Wet wire, that's more of our business. We need to do that every now and again in between these court cases to like unpack all of the if it's negative energy, unpack it and come back to you. I don't think, no, if we're going to need one after this one, but maybe because she is mommy dearest enough for it. But anyway, special, not SVU, special victim, Janet. Anyway, listen. Oh, I would call my daughter in here so she could do the howl, but I'm not going to do that. Anyway, but yeah, we need to unpack after all of that. So, you know, we just tap into our business. But cattails, oh, first, I heard the first, some few things I got to correct, but I heard the first portion of it, and I'm not disappointed. I feel like this is going to be good therapy for me. But for you, if the story is about you, this is what I'm going to tell you. Don't just shut up because I change everybody's name and won't nobody know it's you unless you say something, dumbass. And then in that case, it's your fault, not mine, because I change everybody's names that need to be changed, right? And Doc always says a hit dog will holler. All right, dog, so shut up. Anyway, but that's that. That's that. And that's that. Other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Safe way. Safe. Safe. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. School is about to, Doc did say that a little bit earlier. School is about to start back up. If it in your region probably might have already started back up. And they need that more than ever at this time in their lives. School is a stressful thing for kids. But they need you to keep encouraging them and letting them know they got this and that they're great and they're amazing and they could do whatever. And it's your job to let them know, babies know that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Hold on. I thought I had it up there. But yeah, that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. You do that, you never know what kind of genius or savant or, you know, master at their profession that you are raising. But, you know, encouraging them, you might raise something extraordinary. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there. NASA. I don't know. I never worked for NASA. What I do know, though, is that you should get yourself a telescope. A good one. Not a horrible one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. I'm talking about a good one. Hi, Nat Geo. That's where mine came from. Comes with scopes, beams, lenses, apps, all that good stuff. And then put it together, because it will require a little bit of assembly. Put it together, go outside with your kids, discover some stuff, especially before they get to teenage years, because they get weird around that time. But go discover some stuff. You might discover a comet, an asteroid, a meteor, all of which I hope is going past you and not coming towards you. That's frightening. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but I say, damn it, it's a planet. I had to build a solar system as a school project. It's a freaking planet. Damn it. A UFO. Listen, I'm not telling you this because you need to know it. I'm telling you this because they need to know it. And it's that I don't want to be beamed up or down. Scotty, I don't. Skip right. I don't want to be probed. Skip right over my house, wherever I'm at. I don't want to go. Unless you have an amazing planet that's way better than this planet, then I'll go. But other than that, I don't want to go. Right? It has to be a beneficial situation for me. And then I have a nice, plump neighbor that you can have. Go to her house. But don't come here. Skip on over. Skip on over unless you can meet my terms. And yes, I'm still offering up my neighbor. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because they have those two, and whatever the hell else they do over at NASCAR. All I know is that they have a need for speed, and at one point in time, muscle cars was king, and baby, in my opinion, they always will be. That saying, put the pedal to the metal, they was talking about them. They wasn't talking about this fiberglass bullshit that y'all driving today. Nope, not at all. They wasn't talking about that. They was talking about them. Okay. Not going to talk about my gasoline addiction today, but probably come from my love for muscle cars. But this is the point. Whatever the kid wants to be, your job as their parent is to encourage them to be the best at it and always to let them know that they have the gold, the greatest of all times. It's your job. Don't be an asshole. Don't. Just handle your business. Okay. We got that out the way. It is now time, my friends, for your warning.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
I just needed you to know that. Okay, that is your fair warning. And this particular part is very vital because I want us to be friends forever and ever and ever, forever and ever. And so in order for that to happen, what I need you to do is stay in your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Don't come over here unless I invite you. All right? If I did not invite you, stay in your lane. Right? Because you jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I promise you, you do not want her. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button or the cage is open. You're going to get her. You do not want her. She is not nice. She is not kind. She is not friendly. And she gives no fucks. You don't want her. Leave her where she at. Leave her in the cage. Leave her where she at. You know what I mean? Don't let her out of her habitat. Leave her where she at. You don't want her. You don't want her. Hold on. Let me get back to where I need to get back to. Because I need to calm down a little bit too. I got a little rowdy myself just now for no reason. Doc said warning. Yes, baby. Warning. Warning. You don't want her. You want her because she's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Yeah, you want her. And then when you get her, you get the 2-for-1 special, which is also amazing. I always say go for the 2-for-1 special. It's amazing. You want her. Hey, you big purr, bitches. Hey, you big purr, bitches. You want her. Why you want her? Because she is also a nice kind and cuddly. If Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy girl. She is. You want her. You don't want that first one. She not nice. And she rarely comes out. So you know you done fucked up when she come outside. She not nice. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. Not I, said the Cat. And we don't need that for we. So this fucking... just fucking chill out. Stay out of my lane and everything will be cool. And that was your fair warning. That was your fair warning, my friends. That was. I just tell people because I don't need people looking all crazy when I do crash out. Like, what? What's wrong? Well, I gave you the warning, so you should know better by now. Ain't you big prayer? Ain't you big prayer? Mm-hmm. Ain't you big prayer? Gave you the warning. Ain't you big prayer? All right, so with that being said, I'm also going to tell you to pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. And if you chose to jump in my lane, then that was the wrong battle for you to get into, boo. And it's your fault, not mine. It's yours because I gave you the warning. Got a few crash outs out here who are obviously not picking and choosing their battles wisely. I mean, it's their business, not mine. It doesn't really hurt me, but I'm just giving out a little bit of friendly advice. Pick and choose your battles wisely. One, I'm never gonna let up on him. Not until he do the right thing. And then he lied. He lied. But Kendrick told him he lied. You lied. So here's what I'm gonna tell you, sir. We know you lied because if you was telling the truth, then you would already have known everything that you did was retarded. It made no sense for what we got going on in the hip-hop culture. Then you will also know that Mobb Deep said a long time ago that there was a war going on outside and no man, Petty Boots, is safe from it. They could say, they said, baby Caligula, you could run, but you can't hide forever. Little Boots, in these streets that we done took, Drake. They said you walking with your head down, scared to look, and you shook. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. I know, Doc, but it's still what I said it is. It was that since I was little. It's going to be mama say, mama say, mama kusa until the day I go. It's mama say, mama say, mama kusa. But he lied, and so we know what it is. Worry about the war. Fuck the battles. Battles mean nothing. Live another day to fight the war. Know what battles to fight, though. You can fight some of them, just not all of them, baby. That's all I'm saying. Worry about the war. Worry about the war. And also, be you. Be originally you. Don't laugh at me, Doc. Be originally you. Be amazingly you. Be genuinely you. Because that's all that you have is really you. Listen, even if they tell you they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, it's two out of them three you can't help. But one you can. Can't help the way you walk. Just walk your weirdo walk. You feel me? If you're going to dress like a weirdo, be the best dressed weirdo ever. I like people that don't follow the trends and make up their own trends. I like that. That's cool with me. I ain't got no beef with that. But if you're making up fake accents and you running your mouth in the court system about some shit you engaged in, that's where you fucking up at. And you not being you, bro. I don't know who the hell you being. Well, maybe the chatty patty shit might be you, but the fake accents ain't. Listen, remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. So just fuck them. You know what I mean? You can't even, like, You can't make people happy. You won't be able to make people happy. You can only make you happy because happiness starts within, right? But you can take some of your little happy juice and sprinkle it on them if they allow you to. And if they do, then cool. If they don't, then tell them get the fuck out your face. It's that simple. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. Trust me, you are, even if you are a twin. Except for that one situation. And we not speaking on it because I am not a doctor. And I'm not going to pretend to be. But, yeah. And then also remember, like, no matter how much you try to tweak it or fix it, they still not going to be happy. They're going to find something else to nitpick about. So fuck them. Really, I say misery. This is an old saying, misery loves company. But what I say to misery is, bitch, I don't want to be your company. Say your miserable ass away from me. You're not my type of people to hang with, or not my type of company. Go ahead now. Go on. Get out of my face. Go ahead. And then at the end of the day, remember to dream. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. It's going to be naysayers. It's going to be people who always say, no, do the practical thing. You could do that if that's what you want. But if you choose to follow your dreams, dream that big. Dream so big that your dreams just hop into a whole nother dimension. And then once you visualize and realize the dream, freaking plan and execute, because that's the only way it's going to happen is if you put the plan in place and you make it happen. Because you believe in the Most High. Yes, absolutely. But he expects you to make it happen too. So do that. Handle your business. Don't be a sucker. Anyway. Yeah. I gotta get up out of here. I love y'all so much. Thank you for taking the time to listen or watch the show. You guys are amazing. As always, love. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. But if you are going to get into trouble, just make sure that you got a good lawyer. You're going to need it. Trust me. You're going to need them. But enjoy the rest of your evening. Sleep well tonight. And I will see y'all tomorrow for the tap in. Good night. Good night. Bye, y'all. I need a song. I need some music. Bye. I gotta go.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.